The Women's Medical Fund is calling for a boycott against the Corn Palace, Mount Rushmore, and Wall Drug. Should South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds sign a bill that would make it a crime to perform an abortion, except to save a woman's life? If made into law, it's expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court, where it could challenge the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. And Nicole Gaylor is the volunteer administrator for the Women's Medical Fund. She calls the legislation inhumane and says a boycott would make South Dakota lawmakers think twice about the issue.
I want them to know that we are not a bunch of burqa-clad females. We can protest. We can fight back. And South Dakota is very dependent on tourist dollars.
According to the South Dakota Department of Tourism, visitor spending kicks in $894 million a year to the state coffers. But Director Billy Joe Wara says the state has weathered tourism boycotts before. Several were called for a few years ago after then-Congressman Bill Janklow was involved in a traffic collision which killed a motorcyclist.
There was a boycott against motorcycle travel to Sturgis, which is the largest motorcycle rally in the country. So we've had those types of situations in the past, but it's been minimal. And we think we have a lot to offer visitors with our well-known hospitality, hard work ethic, and a never-ending supply of activities. So we anticipate a very positive travel season.
Wara says so far there seems to be little impact from the boycott threats, but her department will track any developments in tourism activity. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.